October 1, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Sphere of Exaltation. Jesus leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves. Mark 9:2. We have all had times on the mount when we have seen things from God's standpoint and have wanted to stay there. But God will never allow us to stay there. The test of our spiritual life is the power to descend. If we have the power to rise only, something is wrong. It is a great thing to be on the mount with God, but a man only gets there in order that afterwards he may get down among the devil-possessed and lift them up. We are not built for the mountains and the dawns and aesthetic affinities. Those are for moments of inspiration, and that is all. We are built for the valley, for the ordinary stuff we are in, and it is where we have to prove our mettle. Spiritual selfishness always wants repeated moments on the mount. We feel we could talk like angels and live like angels if only we could stay on the mount. The times of exaltation are exceptional. They have their meaning in our life with God. But we must beware lest our spiritual selfishness wants to make them the only time. We are apt to think that everything that happens is to be turned into useful teaching. It is to be turned into something better than teaching. For example, into godly character. The mount is not meant to teach us anything. It is meant to make us something. There is a great snare in asking, what is the use of it? In spiritual matters, we can never calculate on that line. The moments on the mountaintops are rare moments, and they are meant for something in God's purpose. That's the end of Oswald's text. For most of my life, I was in a kind of a roller coaster experience, going to the mountaintop, being spiritually recharged, and then coming down the mountain within a few days or a few weeks, being overwhelmed by the circumstances of life. And I kept wanting to go back up the mountain, wanting to be there in isolation with God, or maybe in isolation with a group of others with God. I was told I couldn't live there perpetually because I would burn out. And yet I was told I needed to carry the mountaintop experience into the valley, but it would burn out. It wasn't until I began to practice the presence of God, as was modeled by Brother Lawrence back in the 1600s and as described in his book, The Practice of the Presence of God, that I began to discover how to bring the mountaintop experience back down into the valley in ways that it would not burn out and it would continue to sustain and to encourage both myself and anyone with whom I had contact. When we learn how to practice the presence of God, the mountaintop actually resides in the valley. And in a very real sense, being in the valley is the best place. The mighty rivers always flow in the bottoms of the valleys, and the real blessings of God are in the rivers of life. When we maintain our vision of the dark parts of the valley where the rivers flow deep and wide, even the tribulations, trials, and troubles in our lives become refreshment from God. If you want to be continually refreshed and continually responsive and continually living on the mountaintop high while living in the difficult circumstances of your life, bring God into every waking moment you can. Be aware of His presence with you. And beyond that, be aware that His desire for you is always, only, and ever that He bring about the best character in you, that being character like that of His Son, Jesus Christ. Allow the Holy Spirit to fill your being. Ask God to replace your selfish spirit with His selfless Holy Spirit, moment by moment, and be aware moment by moment of His presence. Begin the practice of trying to remember God, be aware of God in your circumstances, at work, at play, at church, or any other place, every 60 seconds until remembering His presence is as natural as remembering your dearest loved one and thinking of them always. Think of Him always, and your circumstances will take on a whole new refreshing meaning. And your grace, or his grace demonstrated through you in those troubled times, will be the greatest testimony of the love and grace of God to those around you.